Leopold says, "There are some who can live without wild things, and some who cannot. These essays are the delights and dilemmas of one who cannot. Like winds and sunsets, wild things were taken for granted until progress began to do away with them. Now we face the question whether a still higher standard of living is worth its cost in things natural, wild, and free."
Jim Fleming reading. That's music and Jim Fleming reading from What Chapter a Day is airing this week. It features all this week readings from Aldo Leopold's The Sand County Almanac. You can hear Chapter a Day at 9:30 p.m. on WPR News and 7 p.m. on WPR Music. Or if you can't wait, you can always listen to Chapter a Day anytime at WPR.org/chapter. Larry Mueller here. And on the show this week, we're celebrating Leopold Week. It's an annual event to honor Leopold. And with us today, Buddy Hoffacker is the executive director and board president for the Aldo Leopold Foundation, of course, based in Baraboo. And as we talk with Buddy, I hope you'll join in the conversation. What do you want to know about Aldo Leopold and his legacy as a conservationist? Have you read of his most famous work, I'm sure, A Sand County Almanac, or maybe you visited his shack on the Wisconsin River? Comments, give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you could send an email to talk@WPR.org. Buddy Hoffacker, welcome back. Good to have you with us today.
Oh, always a joy and honor to be with you, Larry. Thanks for helping us celebrate Leopold Week.
Yeah, and just in passing, we were just talking with Jackie Harris and Jewel from the Couillard Solar Foundation, and on her way out the door, she mentioned that I think there's some solar installations that she helped with.
That's correct. I was going to make that connection as well. Yeah, we were the beneficiaries, the Couillard Solar Foundation. I think it was 2 years ago now that we really expanded our solar array to be a totally net zero energy organization. And yeah, if you got any questions or want to see it in action, come up and see us at the Leopold Center.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, for those who aren't familiar, tell us about the Aldo Leopold Foundation and its mission.
Well, let me start just quick in case any listeners aren't familiar with who Aldo Leopold was. He is kind of often referred to as the father of the modern conservation movement. He was a UW professor in the 1930s and 40s and is credited with creating the fields of wildlife management, ecological restoration. He's also kind of considered the father of the wilderness protection movement, wrote about sustainable agriculture. So a really broad and deep thinker about all things kind of conservation, ecologically related issues. And as you mentioned, he is the author of A Sand County Almanac. That's really why the world still talks about him and his work. That we just celebrated the 75th anniversary of the book last year, and in it he puts this idea of a land ethic forward, really asking us to realize that we're all part of the biological community, not apart from it, and then that means we have a vested interest in ensuring the land and our environment is healthy so that we remain healthy. And this idea has been so powerful and so motivating. The book's been translated into 15 different languages. The five children of Aldo and Estella Leopold, after their father passed, realized that the world kind of wanted and needed this message. And so they created the foundation and entrusted it with their family farm that sits on the banks of the Wisconsin River outside of Baraboo and the rights to their father's writings. And so we now help kind of move that idea forward into the world. So as you said, people come see the historic site and what they put in motion there, how they restored the land to health, how they planted trees that were used to build the Leopold Center. And then we help push out and promote this idea of a conservation ethic throughout Wisconsin and all across the world. And that's what Leopold Week is where we gather people in conversation about where conservation has come from, where we're at, and where we're headed.
The first Leopold Week event took place in Lodi, Wisconsin, in 2000, I believe. And an old friend of mine, rest his soul, UW rural sociologist Tom Heberlein, had a big role in that.
And, well, I'm so glad you brought that up. It is the 25th anniversary, and we credit Tom with being the visionary and the force behind the first Leopold Week gathering 25 years ago at the Lodi Public Library. And it kind of caught like a, you know, a spreading, let's say prescribed burn, not wildfire. prior to COVID, there were celebrations across this week, this first week in March, which I'll come back to in just one sec, in 30 different locations all across state and across the country. And then COVID, of course, disrupted that, because these were usually community gatherings where people would come together and read the book aloud, talk about what challenges their community were facing. And because of COVID, those gatherings couldn't take place. But we had a lot of people reach out to us and say, well, we still want to gather in some way. And so we kind of pivoted and started virtual programming then. And that's been going on for 5 years. This will be the fifth year of kind of virtual Leopold Week, if you will, where we have big name writers and speakers come and they kind of complement local events. So last year we had 5,000 people join us from 40 different countries all around the world. But what we're excited about this year is to announce that thanks to Tom Heberlein's vision and generosity and an estate gift that he named the Leopold Foundation the beneficiary of, we have a pot of money to launch mini grants starting next year with Leopold Week 26, where groups can get small grants to reconvene and rejuvenate these community readings and gatherings. So if you're interested in that, visit the Leopold Foundation website, just aldoleopold.org, and go to our Learning Hub tab, and you'll find information on how to apply for a small grant to host a event, host your own event next year.
Oh, that's just great. And so like Tom.
Oh, yeah. Really, and Tom was great because, well, as a rural sociologist, he really recognized the power and importance of community and bringing people together. And because of his prominence as a professor and just his other personal endeavors, you know, he really got kind of the top names in the state of Wisconsin in the conservation community to come together at these events. And it was at one of them when State Senator Mark Miller was there, and he's like, this is terrific. And then got Governor Doyle at that time to kind of recognize Leopold Week as a statewide celebration the first week in March. And let me just share the backstory of that, because you know, the weather today, Larry, has me in Baraboo instead of in the studio with you. And that is part of the origins of Leopold Week. Like, Tom and all these outdoor enthusiasts wanted to be outside, but it's so often in early March, you want to be outside, but the weather doesn't quite want you to be outside. And so they decided, let's get together, let's read a Stanton County Almanac, and we can at least dream of being outside if we can't be outside.
That's just great. Well, this week have three authors who took part and are taking part in this series of talks called the Land Ethic Live. And I think two of these talks have already happened. The final one's tomorrow night, I guess.
No, we have the first ones happen. So
okay.
The week kicked off with an event at the UW Arboretum. Again, kind of going back to that original model of a community reading. We're thrilled to be in partnership with Wisconsin Public Radio. And you can listen to Jim Fleming's beautiful, soothing voice read a Stanton County Almanac aloud to you all week long. And then last night was our first public event. It was with author Margaret Rinkle, the author of The Comfort of Crows. And it is just a beautiful book, set up very much like a Stanton County Almanac, walks you through the seasons. I interviewed her. So, if, you know, after today, you want more of me, or maybe more importantly, more of Margaret, you can go back and watch that recorded program. And then tonight we'll be live with the author Camille Dungy and her book Soil. It's called The Story of a Black Mother's Garden, and it's a really beautiful book about using garden as a metaphor for the importance of diversity and having your hands in the soil. And then tomorrow night, will be Amy Tan. Most people know her as a fiction novelist, the author of The Joy Luck Club, but who in 2016 kind of found herself enchanted with birds and started sketching and journaling. And she just released a book called The Backyard Bird Chronicles. And it's also a really lovely book, kind of set up in a journalistic style with sketches and insights. And so all of these really kind of mimic and are extensions of Leopold Sand County Almanac, where there are people that are just engaging the natural world, whether it be afar or just, you know, the container garden right out their back door.
Yeah, that's what a lineup. That's such a good lineup. And well, now how can people participate in these two speakers now? We've got Margaret tonight and Amy tomorrow night.
Yeah, so all are free, and you just go again to the Aldo Leopold website, aldoleopold.org, and on the top banner, there's a link that will take you right to the registration page. And they're all recorded, so if you sign up for one, you sign up for all. We're trying to make it easy. You can catch them live at 7 o'clock Central Time, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, or you can go back and watch them at your leisure anytime.
That's so great. And I guess they reflect in many ways the legacy of Aldo Leopold, don't they?
Well, you know, I think very much so, and in a couple of respects. I mean, one, they're kind of just set up in the same narrative style, so they're emulating Leopold and many other writers, Rachel Carson, Thoreau, and others. But I think, you know, for the Leopold Foundation, why we see it really important to identify and amplify some of these other voices is that near the end of a Sand County Almanac, Leopold writes, "Nothing so important as an ethic is ever written. It evolves in the minds of a thinking community." And so Leopold himself, you know, was wanting and hoping others would pick up the charge. And I think nobody would be more thrilled than Aldo Leopold to see these three books in print and people reading them and engaging them and them being prompts and motivators for millions of people to engage the natural world. That's, you know, that's the ongoing work that the foundation is all about and that embodies Leopold's land ethic.
Buddy Hoffacker, our guest today, executive director of the Aldo Leopold Foundation. We're talking with him about Aldo Leopold Week. It's a great time to remember Aldo, but then also look ahead to what we're doing and what we can do better, and to reflect on the writings, especially from Sand County Almanac, of his work. If you have, maybe you have been part of an Aldo Leopold tribute, or maybe you have a question about Leopold or the foundation, I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us. The email address is talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News.
Acts of creation are ordinarily reserved for gods and poets, but humbler folk may circumvent this restriction if they know how. To plant a pine, for example, one need be neither god nor poet. One need only own a shovel. By virtue of this curious loophole in the rules, any clodhopper may say, "Let there be a tree," and there will be one.
Jim Fleming again reading for Chapter a Day as they read this week from Aldo Leopold's work. It's great to hear. But how does, Buddy, how does that hearing make you feel? Hearing that make you feel?
You know, it really is a different experience to hear a book read aloud than to just read it yourself. Extra powerful when it's a beautiful voice like Jim. But I, you know, preparing for my interview of Margaret Rinkle last night, I listened to some of her book as an audio book in addition to reading some of it. And she narrated it herself or read it herself. And it really did kind of help bring her as an author and as the narrator of the book to life. And I think, again, that's what Tom Heberlein recognized with the power of these community readings, is that getting people together, it's kind of that pausing for breath and listening collectively to a voice of wisdom and insight, and then followed by some discussion, just creates a different connection. Again, those kind of communal bonds. And so we try to, I think there's the power in doing that in person. We try to replicate that with our programs. Margaret did a reading. Camille and Amy will do a reading. And so hearing those words, you know, kind of bring the action to life, so to speak, is just really powerful. And it just reminds you how insightful some of these authors are.
Yeah. Well, and I'm thinking about Leopold now. He was a scientist, but he was kind of also a poet. He's been described as a practical idealist.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's a great description. I think first point you made is he really was a trained scientist and naturalist, unlike some of the earlier kind of nature writers. So when you read Leopold, you're getting an ecology lesson. He doesn't use a lot of scientific terms, as you say. He uses more prose and metaphors and poetry. But you are learning about how the biological, ecological world operates. And then I think what's really fascinating about Leopold is he puts this idea of the land ethic out there. This kind of philosophical challenge to rethink and reframe humanity's relationship to the rest of the world. But he also kind of does it in this very practical, pragmatic way. He's planting trees. They die. Go plant some more trees. And so I think his writing is really accessible. And it's both philosophical and visionary, but also kind of practical and pragmatic. And I would also add, I mean, he worked really hard on his writing. So that lyrical prose that jumps off the page as you hear Jim read it, you know, he belabored over that to get it to that point. So it's also a testament to his patience and persistence in really developing really spectacular prose.
Yeah, it really is. And I bet you've written or you've read A Sand County Almanac more than once, maybe multiple times. And I expect you discover new things with each reading.
You know, it really is one of those books that every time you dip into it, you find something new. One of the beauties is you can kind of dip into it anywhere, right? So if it's March, well, just open it to March and start there. Or if it's March and it's gray and gloomy and you want to think about, you know, summer, jump to July or read one of the essays in the back and then come back to the front. But I love the line that former U.S. Forest Service Chief Jack Ward Thomas used once. He said, "I read a Sand County Almanac every year on my birthday just to see what I've learned." So it's also one of those books that as you bring your new self to this old text, you learn about yourself and how you've grown and how the world has changed. And so it's one of those books that really is timeless in that sense, but then also always timely, because every time you're in it, there's something new and something is revealed that you weren't ready for the previous time you read it.
You know, thinking about it, it's nice to celebrate and really call attention to Aldo Leopold in a week's time. But there are other ways to honor Aldo Leopold. I think, it's great to participate in one of these events, but what can folks do to honor Leopold and his legacy?
Well, there's a lot of things. So, participate in these events. Pick up a copy of the book and, you know, read it or give it to a friend or family member. In terms of gauging the Leopold Foundation, we open for public visitation May 1st, and then we have self-guided tours available, and then the Leopold Shack itself is open on Fridays and Saturdays. We have, in the fall of the year, an amazing wildlife spectacle that unfolds right behind the shack on the banks of the Wisconsin River, when up to 15,000 sandhill cranes will come to roost every night. And so we have a series of sandhill crane viewing blinds and tours that you can go on. And then this year we're doing a special event on June 27th and 28th in conjunction with the Milwaukee Public Museum. It's called a Bio Blitz. And what happens is we have special scientists that know all about the birds and the pollinators and the herptiles and the fish will come out and we'll try to inventory all the biological diversity on the 4,000-acre Leopold Pines Conservation Area and document that species diversity. And so you can be here, you can learn about the species that these scientists are finding as they come back and give reports, and there'll be some other public education activities going on. So that's going to be a really fun and special weekend. So those are some of the ways you can engage the Leopold Foundation, but then also on your own, you know, we really just promote getting outdoors, going for a hike, visiting a state park, starting a garden, anything to connect yourself to the natural world and remind yourself of how we're all connected is really in keeping with the Leopold legacy and a way to celebrate that statewide heritage and connection to the land ethic.
Yeah. And just going back to Leopold, that piece of land that you're sitting on, that was a pretty, it does not look, it looks much different today than it did when Leopold bought it and started work on it.
Well, yeah, again, a testament to his vision, his patience, his persistence. But that's also one of the beauties of a Sand County Almanac is it's really this chronicling of a family taking care of pretty marginal, unspectacular land. You know, they're not in Yosemite. They're not at the Grand Canyon. They're just at this little kind of, you know, dirt farm along the Wisconsin River, and they come to learn about it and care for it and really come to love it. And I think it reveals and opens up to all of us, again, whether it's our backyard or county park or state park, that these places are special, they're worth our love, our attention, and they don't have to be spectacular. Yeah, you know, go to those places for sure because they're awe-inspiring and magnificent. But also let's not forget about just all the landscapes that we're in every day.
And I want to go back, before we're done here, just go back and review because people are going to have a chance to hear Margaret Renkel and also Amy Tan. So revisit that for us.
Yeah, so we got three great speakers this week. They all take place at 7 o'clock Central Time, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. You can catch them live or, again, you can watch a recording of each of them. The first night was Margaret Renkel, the author of The Comfort of Crows. She is a essayist for the New York Times, so you may be familiar with her work. The second, which will be tonight, is Camille Dungy, the author of Soil. She's a professor of poetry and literature at Colorado State University. And then tomorrow night will be Amy Tan, the well-known novelist, author of The Joy Luck Club, talking about her most recent book titled The Backyard Bird Chronicles. And her kind of adventure and journey and coming to learn about and love the birds of her backyard. So, again, all three in the kind of spirit of a Sand County Almanac, all available for free to watch live or recording, and you can access them through our website, aldoleopold.org, and the banner at the top will take you to a link to register for all of those events.
Buddy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to your next visit.
Well, thanks to you and WPR as well, Larry. Always great to be with you.
Buddy Huffaker is the executive director of the Aldo Leopold Foundation. So much, so always fun to talk with him. And a reminder, Chapter a Day is reading Aldo Leopold's The Sand County Almanac all this week. You can hear Chapter a Day at 9:30 p.m. on WPR News, at 7 p.m. on WPR Music Channels, and you can listen to Chapter a Day anytime. Just go to wpr.org/chapter. Well, thank you so much for listening. It was a fun day filled with lots of good topics on the Larry Mueller Show. And this and all of our shows are a team effort. We've got a couple of producers for you, Clara Neipert and Joel Patnaud. We have technical directors Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins. Our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you again for listening. And, hey, stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.